My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And the question is, are you 100% sold on Brock Purdy as your franchise quarterback? Who says yes? Who says no? Okay.
Wow.
That's and about 99-1.
Two of you put your hands up and didn't make any noise. That's cowardly. You got to make some noise. You got to make some noise. All right. Where are you on Brock Purdy, Goo?
It's funny. We talked about this today. I believe if he didn't elevate his game at all and you ran back his first 2 years, that would suffice. It was good enough to get it done. Now, Stoudy was like, he's got to up his game. I hear you, Bonte. I'm not mad. I get that. You want that. But I think he's the real deal. That's where I'd leave it right there. He turns in the same performance as he did last season. The Niners, he wasn't the reason they lost. And I was impressed at how he handled himself in the Super Bowl after Bonte taking a test of this, watching it 40 times. 41 today, we watched it in the boss's office.
I mean, listen.
This time, Stoudy watch it.
You get credit for everything you do and everything you don't do. Thank goodness Brock went on the end of the Green Bay drive that he did. Because that's actually the game.
Wow.
Right? If they lose that game, I think that's the game where people are actually really because he wasn't good in that game.
Savage dropped the pick six.
Yep. Joe, where are you on that?
On Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
I think he's an excellent player. You know, I think he's really, really good. It depends on the day. The thing that I think we do in sports is like, oh, can you make the extraordinary play? No, the reality is the majority of sports is, can you make all the ordinary plays? And the guy makes a ton of ordinary plays, and he makes them look easy. And then every now and then he'll extend and make the extraordinary play. I think that, you know, the guy is an awesome player. He perfectly fits what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. He obviously understands all the ball fakes. He's super accurate. I think he's a great player. Toughness, he's got that. Leadership qualities. I'd like to see Kyle allow him to do a little more at the line. He did it in a couple preseason games where he audibled at the line, which I really liked. But ultimately, quarterbacks are going to be judged. Do you win high-level games at the end in January and in February? Jimmy Garoppolo's not here because of injuries and because of poor fourth-quarter performances in the playoffs where he went MIA. I feel like Purdy is already way surpassed what Jimmy was, but there's still, can you win the big one, right? It's the same thing with Kyle Shanahan, and that question's going to be out there, but I love Brock. I think he's a stud.
Is he the franchise quarterback, though?
Absolutely, but the NFL's different. Like, we just said that Russell Wilson was the franchise quarterback in Seattle and in Denver. A couple years later, even though they gave him $150 million, you know, new guy
but
came
he's
in.
He's already in the Hall of Fame, though.
What?
But like, so maybe Deshaun Watson is a better example.
Okay.
I have no idea what we're going to see from that guy ever again. He might like Deshaun from 4 years ago could just be reborn at any time, or he may be awful.
Well, I think it was more this, like, even if they give him some exorbitant amount of money, he's probably the quarterback for at least 2 or 3 years at minimum.
Yep. Right.
But the NFL right now, and Bonte and I have been talking about this, it is not for long.
It's
and more than ever, it's year to year.
Wow,
and with the salary cap exploding and seeing teams eat dead money, it started with Todd Gurley. We're seeing it maybe with Kirk Cousins this year. Saw it with Russell Wilson. Teams are more than ever willing to swallow cruddy money to find something else. He's the quarterback until Kyle decides he's not.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about eating money, I think about calamari, and I say calamari because Lowe's here. Kyler Murray, for those of you who don't speak.
Don't count him out, Dibs.
If you don't speak, Lowe Neal.
No, sneaky.
But if he has another stinky year and they want to eat that, it's about almost a nine-figure eat.
And so they'll do it.
I don't know if Arizona will because it's Arizona.
Well,
but the Niners, and we've seen Jed York go into the pocket. If it doesn't work out after they give him the bag, I could see them maybe making an evasive move. But I do think he's the guy. You can't do what he did even in a small sample. And when does the sample become medium, guys?
Like, it's medium
at
already.
At what point?
He's in his third year.
I mean, he's at, 24 total games, I think? So.
Well, 30 with the playoffs.
Right. So at what point do we leave that behind? I think that they're already there.
Where are you set on all
well,
this?
Well, like me with chicken wings. I don't leave no meat on the bones. That's like my man right here.
That's
man.
Impressive.
Leave me something
I see
right
you
now.
Got one no, left.
Sauce on the
dinner. did it without any napkins, too. What
I
the
mean,
hell?
I mean, wow.
In a white jersey.
Leave
really
me something
good.
Here. I'll say this. When I watch 49er football and I'm watching the quarterback, like when Jimmy was quarterbacking, when I was with BSNG,
oh, Stanley no, Cooper,
we said, hey, look, it's going to be 5 to 7 throws. You're going to have to brace yourself for. It's going to happen. He'll no throw. After week 2 against the Rams 2 seasons ago, I say, wow, I'm no longer worried about the quarterback. The quarterback's functional. He makes all the throws. Mm. He makes plays. He had a 2-minute drill before halftime with no timeouts, down 17-10 in that football game. They go down to score. Kyle elects to go for it on the final play of the drive or final play of the half. They score a touchdown. They win 30-23. Since that moment, I don't really have any concerns. Now, there's some moments where it's like the Green Bay game. We're like, damn, Jimmy, like, you got to get this together. I mean, damn, Brock, you got to get this together. But otherwise, I feel really good about him as a franchise quarterback for now. Now it could change a year from now, 2 years from now. But for this year, I feel really good about the quarterback.
Steiny, you got any reservations?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Is he a franchise quarterback?
Are you 100% sold? 100% sold.
I won't be 100% sold until they pay him. Until they pay him.
That's an interesting answer.
Honest to goodness. And the one thing that I keep thinking about is, how many quarterbacks has Kyle gone through in his 7 years here?
He Hoyer, C.J. Beathard.
Beathard,
Mullins,
Hoyer.
I'd kind of argue Jimmy was the first one that they actually tried to marry, though.
Yeah. Well, they tried to marry Kirk Cousins, for crying out loud.
But they didn't get to it, though.
No.
They really weren't married to him. They were flirting with the side chick.
Wasn't a match on Tinder.
They were looking for the side chick. You know what I'm saying?
They were building up other parts of the roster before the quarterback thing sort of became available.
Didn't they leave themselves a lot of outs with Garoppolo?
Yes. Every year.
They always do.
And so, will they with Brock?
I don't know. They try.
They did
I
mean, it with that... Kaepernick prior, too. Kaepernick had big opt-outs every single year.
Exactly.
Parag is great at what he does.
Well,
he's a stickler, but he does make some great contracts.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I do think that Jimmy is the fairest way to look at his first quarterback. And we have to put it on him, too, that he tried with Trey Lance.
Yep.
That whole debacle with the three first to move up. Luckily, honestly, if you think about any other franchise, if you don't do what they subsequently did, he's so fired, he's not even a coordinator anywhere. He's coaching high school.
I'm convinced they were going to make a move for Aaron Rodgers or for Deshaun Watson, and they were loading up the picks for ammunition, and then the Watson news came out. B and I have talked about this a lot.
Yeah, they were in on Watson,
I think they were all in on Watson.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I think
yeah.
that,
for sure.
You know, Trey Lance was kind of like a C option.
Because with Watson, Shanahan remember, like, boy, I moved down from 2 to 3. I didn't select the quarterback. I selected Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster. I see Watson. He balls out in Houston. Mahomes balls out in Kansas City.
He didn't even go to his pro day
with John Lynch calls him saying, hey, this Mahomes guy's pretty good. We may need to rewrite our whiteboard. And I was like, don't say that, John Lynch. Don't say that out loud. Because now you got the fandoms going, wait a minute, we could have had Mahomes.
Yeah.
So I do believe they're out on Stafford.
I was going to bring that up. Yep, that's the next one.
The Cabo trip.
Brady? Many times, Brady.
The guy I wanted, Brady.
Maybe next time, too. I mean, Tommy's still out there getting loose.
Yeah, last year the story came out, remember?
Yeah.
Hey, Brock, we're going to bring Brady in. I think if Brock,
I don't want to say it out loud, but if Brock, if something were to happen to him this year, I think
Dobbsy,
but call Tom again.
I think Aaron Rodgers is on the table.
I'm going to call Philip Rivers on the table. The Super Bowl.
When Tom said 3 weeks ago that I will not rule out returning, it was the first thing I thought of.
Mark, the play-by-play guy, okay, said, I wonder here, this is halftime, the Green Bay games. I wonder if they go to Sam Darnold in the second half. You think the play-by-play guy is just coming up with that on willy-nilly?
Wow, man.
He's getting that from somewhere. I couldn't believe that.
To be fair, the play-by-play guy, former co-host.
As a thrower of the football.
He loves Sam Darnold so much that he thought Sam Darnold would be the guy. He said it earlier. He says, boy, Sam Darnold gets his playbook. He may not be far behind Brock Purdy. So, you know, the quarterback position makes us all crazy.
Then he lost to Carson Wentz.
Willard, I got to add this because Stoney brought this up today real quick here. And it stuck in my craw. So... you handpick Brock Purdy is your guy. Stoney today, they drafted him. He's your guy right now. Huh. If you pay him and put that ring on his finger, you no longer, not Stoney or the Stoneys in the world, can say, you lost that Super Bowl because you went up against Mahomes. If you identify after this season Brock is your guy and you pay him accordingly, that has to go away. It can't be, oh, Purdy's not up there with Mahomes. If you choose to put 50, 60, whatever it takes, and Brock Purdy's your future, your franchise quarterback, Stoneys of the world can't say, oh, why did you think you were going to win the game? It's Mahomes against Purdy.
Okay,
Purdy now is married.
But two thoughts on that. Do you, like, let's go all the way back to the Michael Jordan era in the NBA. Do you do that with Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing? Or do you say, hey, they were going up against Jordan?
I say they were going up against Jordan.
We may get there. We may get there where it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You shrug and go, you're going against Mahomes. But here's
Michael never went game seven.
Well,
the Niners went overtime and had a 10-point lead in the fourth.
Here's where I'll agree with you. What you're saying, the whole like, oh, he was going up against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Nobody does that for Lamar. Nobody does that for Josh Allen.
Well, damn.
Nobody does that for Joe Burrow. They don't say, oh, you're going. No, they hold it around.
We elevate Burrow for beating him.
Absolutely.
I guess that's the next step for Brock Purdy, elevating teammates, right?
Correct.
We saw during the three-game losing streak without Trent and Debo, they went 17-17-17. He threw 5 interceptions. Now, I don't blame him. He's only in his first full season playing quarterback last year. So I was like, yeah, I'll give him a pass. Still a young guy. But that's the next step in terms of being a franchise quarterback. Like, right now, he's the guy. But if you pay him all that money where Jed York says, hey, we're going to reset the quarterback market, which tells me that Jed York's not hurting for cash right now.
Right.
That's another situation.
He just broke off about $100 million over the past 2 weeks.
He's broke off like $450 million.
Out of pocket.
So when you do pay him, that's where it's like, hey, Brock, you have to elevate the rest of the team. That's the next step for him.
If
Ayuk is out, if Debo's out, can you function as a quarterback and help this offense score a lot of points?
Same point we made earlier. Once you get get paid to be elite, you got to go be elite. And wow. It's going to be the same thing for him. Okay, so, new question. Dibs, you start.
Okay.
49ers the best team in the NFC?
Are they the best team? Yeah, on paper. And unfortunately, the game's not played on paper.
I don't want on paper. I want in your brain.
Yeah, in my brain, they're the best team. Does that mean they have the best regular season record? Not necessarily. But come January, they should be the team that emerges and goes to the Super Bowl.
And who's the biggest threat?
The biggest threat, I think, is Green Bay. I think what Green Bay poses with the multitude of weapons, the comfortable quarterback who's now been paid, a good head coach who is from the tree and offensive-minded, and a team that only gained confidence last year, and they're going to go through the fires by the time these two teams meet, I think late November, yeah. Thanksgiving weekend
at correct.
Lambeau.
That's correct.
That's going to be a real litmus test game. The Niners have a bunch of them in that stretch.
Yeah.
Dallas, I mean, kind of.
Kansas City.
Well, yeah.
Kansas and Buffalo. And Green Bay.
December 1st. Yep. Yeah. To go to South Beach, Miami a couple days before Christmas.
It's a gauntlet the second.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.